Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano, and you're in tune with the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join us as we sing and pray and read some things from His Word, spend some time in His presence. Just lift Him up and worship Him and bless Him. Let's sing together. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And it is great to be with you, and thank you for worshiping with us. If it's convenient and possible, I hope you're telling someone else about our broadcast ministry and inviting them to worship with you. And if for some reason the radio time is inconvenient, our broadcasts are always on our website, www.pentecostalradio.org. Just click the Listen Online link and select the day, and you can worship the Lord with us any time. And I put those on Saturday night, and so they're ready for you, and they're fresh programs. They're not something that's been done months or years ahead of time. We try to do a fresh program for you every day. From Psalms 119, verse 89, our precious promise today, the Word of God to begin today's broadcast. Forever, O Lord, Thy Word is settled in heaven. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth, and it abideth. They continue this day according to Thine ordinances, for all are Thy servants. Praise the Lord. Wonderful words of life as we begin this service today. Well, if you will, have your notepad and pencil ready for some contact information, probably around the end of the broadcast. From the Holiness Hymns of Praise, we're going to page 15. Sing with us on a great one entitled The Pentecostal Fire. There are souls in sin which we fail to win just because we lack desire. And the thing we need, surely need indeed, is the Pentecostal fire. And that's the thing.
That's the thing.
The very thing that is what we must acquire. Let us pray once more as they prayed of yore for the Pentecostal fire. He will send it down, and our lives will crown with a blessing day by day. If we truly plead for the thing we need in the earnest old time way, oh, that's the thing. The very thing that is what we must acquire. Let us pray once more as they prayed of yore for the Pentecostal fire. Let us seek the face of the King of Grace. Let us do His holy will. Then the fire will come on each heart and home, for He loves the faith. still. If your heart is cold and you've lost the power, God will give you your desire. If we seek His face every day and hour, He will send the old-time fire. And that's the thing, the very thing, that is what we must acquire. Let us pray once more as they prayed of yore for the Pentecostal fire. Hallelujah. Well, that's one you probably haven't heard for a while, but it's in our hymnal at church, and we do sing it from time to time. Praise the Lord. In the upper room, they prayed that they would all be filled with the Holy Ghost. And on the day of Pentecost, the Bible says, suddenly there was a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues as of fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. You too can have that experience. Peter went on down to say, I think it's in verse 39, that this promise is unto you and to your children and to all those that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Acts chapter 2. Let's go to our precious promise for our prayer time today. He says here in Psalms 119:41, let thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation according to thy word. David praying for the mercies of God to come to him, even his salvation. Have you prayed for the mercies of God? And have you prayed for salvation to come according to the word of God? There are many, many man-made ideas as far as salvation goes, but David was interested in the kind that we're interested in this broadcast also, according to his word. Let's pray. Father, we thank you today that we don't have to get all carried away with all sorts of winds and doctrines. We're thankful today, Lord, that we don't have to get carried away with the weights of this world and the sins, Lord, and the way the world current is going. We're thankful today, Lord, that we can call upon you and your mercies can be extended to us. And we're thankful, Lord, that we can call upon you and salvation can come to us according to your word. Lord, we want to live according to your word. We want to walk according to your word and talk according to your word. Conduct ourselves according to your word. We want our testimony as a whole, Lord, to be according to the world. Lord, we want the world to see Jesus in us. Lord, if you will, shine through us. Help us, Lord, to do what you teach us to do. Lord, that the word of God might beam forth through us and others could see Jesus in us. Lord, use this service today and touch some heart. Lord, let someone be saved today. If they'll call on you and repent, I know, Lord, you'll forgive them. Speak to hearts today. Minister to every need, and we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Sing with us. Let's praise him together. Just to have a touch, Lord, from you. Help with the trials I go through. Though dark may be the night, I'll see in the ray of light. Just to have a touch, Lord, from you. Let's sing it again together. Worship him now. Just to have a touch, Lord, from you. To help with the trials I go through. The dark may be the night, he'll send a ray of light. Just to have a touch, Lord, from you. And in the end of the service, I'll give you some contact information. Let's continue worshiping the Lord. Here's one entitled, I Call Him Lord. Master, Redeemer, Savior of the world, Wonderful Counselor, Bright Morning Star, Lily of the Valley, Provider and Friend. He was yesterday, he'll be tomorrow, the beginning and the end. And the angels call him Jesus, born of a virgin, but Mary called him Jesus, but I call him Lord. Jehovah Messiah, Mighty God and King, Bread of life, he's the lasting word of love that I sing. Light in darkness, door to heaven, my home in the sky, the fountain of living waters that never shall run dry. Worship with us now. And the angels call him Jesus, born of a virgin. Mary called him Jesus, but I call him Lord. Hallelujah. Well, thank you for worshiping with us on the power of Pentecost. Remember, the Lord permitting and providing, we're here weekdays at this same time. And we'd love to hear from you after you've given to your church and taken care of your family. If you had something left and you'd like to share it with the power of Pentecost, large or small, one time or more than one time, it would just help us to keep coming to you. Send any mail or make any checks payable to the power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. And if you don't have any money, contact us anyway. You can call or text 618-214-1410. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. And remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. And the angels call him Jesus, born